This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Both for recording on Monday. That makes a huge difference in my schedule this week.
Yeah, no worries. And trust me, I'm just f***ing with you. Whenever I start thinking, I always do that. I start humming Monday Night Football for some reason.
Is that what that was?
Right around the corner.
Yeah, in my head I was like, ding, 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 ding.
I didn't realize that's what that was. I just heard some whistling. I was like, I can't whistle that good either, Ted.
Yeah, same.
All right, fire it up.
Thumbs up.
There we
good
go.
Day. You are listening to a podcast, but this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha! The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the home episodes of the podcast. As always, I'll be your host this podcast. I could not get that right. My name is the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. I'm the host. Anyhow, home episodes. We're doing another one. Up there in the left box is Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
What's up, you broke bitches? Hope you're having a good summer, and thanks for listening to the cast.
All right, down there, getting everything all set up when I allow him to. Matt Conner, the producer, FTPT. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Ted.
It's so hard to get out of the routine of always being like, it's episode whatever, you know, and I'm like, God, no, it's two home episodes.
I'm trapped in my house.
First order of business, I have some time off coming up, so we will be off for 2 weeks after this. I'm going to do a little traveling.
What's going on?
I'm going to sneak back east while flying seems okay and, you know, go see my mom. I'm going to go get brunch with my dad on his birthday. Go see my niece and nephew, eat some crabs and shrimp, of course, and then, you know, probably get lunch with somebody else. You know me, 4 days. So I got to pack everything I can in.
Dang. So you're catching like the end of the Maryland summer, the peak.
Yeah. Wow. Luckily it'll still be like 90 some degrees and really humid. Like my mom told me that today and I was like, oh, I'm going to melt.
Wait. So yeah, dude, I've always wondered about that. Like, you know, I know the East Coast summers are hot, but you're also all about Maryland blue crab. Like, is that the move in the peak of summer or is that like an off season food?
Oh no, it's peak of summer. Like me and my old roommate, DB, we definitely spent a July 4th when we lived in a row house in Baltimore, and we got crabs. And I remember sitting outside, and, like, it's not just you're sweating. Like, sweat was, like, dripping off your nose. I mean, that's how hot humid it was. But that's just what you do. You still sit outside, dump out all the crabs, eat them up. But, yeah, it's definitely a summertime activity.
Oh, man, crab in, like, the heat of the day seems tough for me. I could do it in the evenings. But God, Yeah, just that sweat, man. I know that DC humidity, like, it's got to be basically the same.
Yeah. I mean, right, that's just what you do, man. I don't know how to, like, because that's the season for crabs, but also just, that's why, like, in Maryland and, like, a lot of places on the East Coast, that's the old rule about oysters. You only eat them in months that end in R. Is generally the waters would be too warm. Whereas, like, up here in the Northwest, you can eat oysters almost all time of year because the water's cold.
Dude, I honestly can't believe I never put this together. But you know that movie, Wedding Crashers? That, there's, like, that one brother who's, like,
the football.
That's what I was going to say. He's like, that's what Maryland does, man. Crab cakes and football. And I never put together, but literally before we even started this cast, you were sitting there like, yeah, man, football season's right around the corner. And then immediately we're talking about crab. I'm like, dude, that is what Maryland does. Crab cakes and effing football, man.
Yeah. I mean, I really, you can get good crab cakes, but I don't think you can beat the Maryland crab cake. Just with the Old Bay and stuff and the blue crab, like, anybody goes to Baltimore or whatever, I'm like, go get a crab cake. Like, I have my places, but you can go a bunch of places. I mean, Matt, you live there for what, 6 months?
Yeah. Yeah, crab cakes are one of my favorites. I love the crab dip out there, though.
Oh. All right. So, Cobb, I don't know if we ever talked about this. So, the crab dip is awesome, right? But it's like a thick, heavy dip, right? Like, a lot of times it's got cheese on top and this and that. So when I go back home now, wherever we go, I'm like, this crab dip's amazing. But everybody that lives there, especially the Baltimore people, they're like, well, this place has the better crab dip. And I'm like, this is phenomenal. What are we nitpicking for?
Dude, that's like when people come to Seattle and they're drinking coffee, you know, and the locals are always like, oh, well, it's actually, there's a better place than Starbucks. You're like, man, like, just let them enjoy themselves, you know?
Oh, you know what? I was going to talk about food anyhow, about going back east. But the other thing they've started doing, so in Maryland, the other thing is you take all the leftover shells, right, and some of the claw meat, and you can make Maryland crab soup, which is like a tomato-based, like potatoes, corn, peas, kind of spicy, almost like a minestrone. Mm-hmm. And then the decadent is cream of crab, which is basically just crab meat and like a super cream sauce. Right. So they're both super good. But now when I go back there, you can go to some places and they're mixing it. So it kind of thins out the thickness of the cream of crab, but then gives it a little bit. I mean, it is awesome.
And you just eat it with a spoon, like a soup?
Oh, yeah.
Dang, dude. That almost sounds like one step below eating dip with a spoon. Like, that's how thick this is sounding to me.
Right, so the cream of crab is pretty thick. It's still a soup. It's kind of like clam chowder.
Oh, I love clam chowder.
Yeah, maybe a little thicker. But yeah, when you mix it with the Maryland red and like just in the crab soup and cut it together, I think they're calling it a skipjack or something. But it is delicious.
Tim, while we're on crab, actually you too, Cobb, because we all went to the Space Needle when it was still a restaurant and got the crab cakes there, right? Did we get them that night? Space Needle had great crab cakes.
All right.
But the old chef there runs Finn's in Issaquah on Front Street and brought the crab cakes with him. I had them the other night. Phenomenal. So if you're on the east side, I don't know if Mike Hawk listens, maybe tell him, Ted, but crab cakes at Finn's on Front Street are top notch.
All right. Yeah, I got to mix it up. Me and Mike are in a little bit of a rut, but man, Stan's barbecue is so good right there on like Front Street. And then the Mexican Cantina, is it something 6-9?
42.
They,
6-9.
Of course you mixed that up.
Ted, how long you been single, man?
All right. Full disclosure, just for us and the people listening to the cast. I had somebody like reach out like a hey you up Saturday night. I haven't converted yet, but it has been a long 2020. Like, I look at the smile on my face. Just the idea of like spending time with somebody, I'm like, oh, next 2 weeks could be big boys.
Let's go. It's summer, baby. This is our season.
Right? I was sitting at home. It was like midnight. I was like, I'm free now. She was like, well, not now, but
like, I am free literally right now and for the next 2 weeks.
What's your work schedule look like?
Dude, it's tough. You know, that's the thing, man. I feel like women can smell desperation, but that's why it's tough to get out of a rut. I mean, I feel like that's where, God, I don't know who listens to this. Sometimes I hate throwing stuff like this out, but that's I guess in a more general sense, where the idea of the term slump buster comes from. It's like women can literally like smell that you've been sleeping with people or something. Like, I don't know if it's the olfactory system. They pick up on some sort of a pheromone or something, but I mean, that's why hot streaks exist and the opposite. And I don't know. It's got to be some like deep collective subconscious biological level, but for whatever reason, like they know. So Ted, I get the feeling that this will not be the last.
For me, man, it's 3 months. I feel like after you go 3 months without any activity, it's like then it starts oozing off you.
Yep. Dude.
And yeah. we're in August. That is the 8th month for people keeping record at
those
home.
Of you keeping score at home. Yeah. That being said though, you know, it is a really good season to like so. Oh, yeah, wait, you call it cuffing season, right? You were like, last year this time, you're like, be careful, boys. It's cuffing season. Well, dude, I mean, if ever there was a time for a slump buster, I would say that time is now. And that's not what I meant to say. What I meant to say is if there's a time to get back on the horse, proverbially speaking, that it'd be a good time to do it. Yeah. I'm happy for you. But I want updates on the cast. Just kidding.
Trying to bring it back to the conversation we were talking about, that Mexican place. As great ceviche.
Oh, the fish? Nice.
Right, Jesus.
Yeah, cool, Ted. Oh, boy. All right. Let's see us recover from this one.
Yeah, right. Well, you brought up cuffing season. You know what? Let's just jump into the other one I want to talk about. So, Liberty University. Very Christian school. The guy that runs it, Jerry Falwell Jr., his dad was like the original, like one of the original TV televangelists.
Yeah.
Don't know who he is. So Liberty's kind of famous for they have like dress codes for the women and stuff. Like it's, you're not, like it's very, I don't know how to describe it. Like, you know, like, oh, well,
conservative,
don't do anything sexual, like blah, blah, blah. So then that guy got caught a couple months ago on a yacht, like drinking booze. It was a picture of him drinking booze and like hanging out with somebody that clearly was not his wife. And they're like, I think it's supposed to be a joke that they're wearing midriff shirts. But like him and the girl are standing there and his hands are around her. But I mean, you could just tell sometimes on the hand placement of like, they seem awfully comfortable together.
Yeah.
So then it came out this weekend that he was like, oh, my wife's been having an affair with the pool boy. And then today, over the top, the pool dude comes out and it's like, we weren't just having an affair. He would watch.
Oh, that is not what I was expecting you to say. Oh, dude, you know, man, I don't know. I think when these, it makes it so much juicier when these people are like in a position of like being holier than thou. I mean, I understand why tabloids exist now as I get older. Like, he was in a position of power. He was telling people how to live their lives. But guess who got caught with their hand in the cookie jar?
Right. And I'm not one to kink shame anybody. Like, you know, whatever your thing is. You want to watch your girl, somebody? Like, cool. I don't know if it's my taste.
Right.
But it just, I guess to me, the point I was going to bring up, it always amazes me how people are so against one thing. And then it's like, but they're doing it. And it's like even kinkier than like just normal sex. I just, sometimes I worry, like, and I get that sex is a topic people don't like talking about a bunch, but also like, it's like, well, it's a human natural thing. Like, I don't, you know, growing up religious sometimes I'm just like, man, we got to stop being so weird about it. And we sell everything through sex.
Yeah, man. You know, in my opinion, you've just exposed the hypocrisy of almost every major religion in the United States, especially and including evangelicals, because I feel like that was kind of the whole thing. Like there was a documentary on that guy who, oh man, what's that guy's name out of Colorado? Mega pastor. It was massive. Oh
Joel
man.
Osteen.
Not Joel Osteen. He's based out of Houston, but he also didn't open up his church to all those Houston flood victims, despite the fact that it was massive and told him to go take a hike while he makes millions of dollars a year. So that also was BS. But the guy I'm thinking of.
Colorado that got busted like doing meth and sleeping with a gay prostitute.
And sleeping with, exactly. Exactly. Whoa. So he was like saying that him and his wife had the best marriage ever, and he'd only ever had sex with one person. Their marriage was perfect. Meanwhile, reaching his hands into everyone's pockets, pulling out millions of dollars a year. And then turns out he's flying to LA to smoke meth and hook up with dudes. And it's just like, honestly, I'm with Ted. No kink shaming. You want to smoke meth and hook up with dudes? Your prerogative, man. Go for it. And I hope you enjoy yourself genuinely. But if you're going to go and make other people feel guilty and feel shame for things that Ted and I agree are natural human desires, that's where I take real issue. And then you're going to charge them for it. And that's my big issue with the church is that they make people feel bad for doing stuff that, frankly, you know, people are kind of hardwired to do.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up Catholic. I mean, I remember, you know, going to confession and confessing to the priest that I was masturbating as a teenager, which is odd to begin with. Plus, I don't know if you guys know about Catholic religion. Like, you can put up a screen or whatever, or you can look at them face to face. You know me, even as like a 13-year-old, like, I got to look them in the eye and tell them this.
Damn, you want eye contact?
Always.
You're bold. Don't break eye contact when you're telling a man you masturbated for the first time. Do not break eye contact. That's, dude, that's even weird. Like, now looking back on that as an adult, you think about a grown man sitting in a tiny phone booth with a young child, and that he's like, tell me all the weird sexual shit you did.
Oh, it's all very, I mean, it is so strange.
Wow. That's how bizarre, man. Yeah, what do you think about, like, I don't know, just that experience looking back?
That's kind of why I tell the story sometimes. It's very strange that, like, as a, you know, basically a child at 13, you're saying this to somebody. But, you know, I don't think religion overall is a bad thing for people. I think for a lot of people, it helps in a lot of ways. So, yeah, that stuff is just, there's no other way to say it. It's just weird.
I'm with you. I should caveat what I said, which is the religion over the years has done a lot of good things for a lot of people. It's also done a lot of bad. I'm at neutral, and I ask people a lot if religion is a net positive for humanity or a net negative. I think it's just barely still in the net positive camp for me.
Yeah, and like, obviously, I went to Dematha Catholic, so then, you know, there's still a lot of very Catholic people there and stuff. So, you know, my mom goes to church all the time. But, yeah, some of that stuff is just a little, I don't know. It is. It's just strange. And also, it's like, it's a 13-year-old boy. Of course he's going to go masturbate.
Mm-hmm. Well, and dude, I think people should be whatever religion they feel inclined to. My only issue is when people feel so, it's like when someone's trying so hard to convince you of something because they're trying to really to convince themselves. That's what gets me, is the confidence of some of these religions. Because I think it's okay to say that we don't know. But I also think it's important to believe what you believe. And then the other piece is really just the making people feel bad for how they want to behave, because it's not the way that you want to be perceived as behaving. So, you know, it's kind of a bizarre human exercise to me. But that being said, I'm with you. I'm pro many religions, although some of the ones in the States rub me a little bit wrong.
Yeah, and it's just funny too, like, I don't know, just that guy was such a weirdo about it. And then, of course, he gets popped for, like, what I would consider a different kinky thing. I mean, look, even the three of us, right? Like, we're all familiar with each other's relationship status, but it's not like if me and Matt are on the phone, we're talking, I'm like, dude, so then I switch to this position. You know, I'm just like, that's everybody's private business.
That being said, email in if you want the full update next week from Ted. I'm just kidding. Don't do that. It's called the play-by-play now. Yeah, wait, so what was up with this girl on the yacht with this guy? Did that get cleared up?
They said they were joking, and he was like, of course that cup wasn't booze. And then it's like,
oh yeah.
It's, you know,
of course it was her yacht.
Right, it's not hard to tell the permagrin. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I've done a little drinking in my day. You can be like, yeah, that guy's having a good time.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, I'm sure he's made millions off of their church. I know his dad did. Like, there's just something about guys with money where they just, like, spend cash on getting girls from the internet to come hang out with them on yachts. I mean, if we've seen it once, we've seen it 1,000 times. So yeah.
I have been on a yacht before where I, like, got scolded because I, like, walked out to the front deck and they were like, that's just for the girls. Like, all right.
Like, Jesus.
Feels like we're kind of gawking at them.
Yeah. What, like, how much are we paying these? Yeah. I don't know. Well, I feel like that's like, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Thanks. One time, a girl that I know from the gym that I follow on Instagram went to a yacht party and just posted a bunch of stories of her and her drunk friends in bikinis twerking and stuff, and I totally masturbated to it. Just wanted this.
That was not where I thought that was going.
It's like, once I'm on the list of, like, Matt saw your story. She doesn't know how many times I saw it or what I was doing while I was watching it. So I was like, I'll just go back to the start and, like, do this proper.
Two things. One, she does know how many times you saw it. And two, that is Ronald Reagan trickle-down economics in action, man. Rich people spending money on that, and you get to benefit. The common man. Trickle-down economics works. I'm just kidding. It doesn't. But that's a great story.
Yeah, that yacht I was on one time for Seafair, Matt, same thing. There's like six dudes, and then it's just like somebody invited me, and then it's always like, you know, models, whatever, promo girls. So there's three levels, right? So everybody's on like the main level, partying, drink, just crushing vodka. And this was 2008. So, I mean, this was years ago. So then, you know me, like somehow, like everybody, because we're on the log boom, everybody's kind of moving across the log boom and hanging out on other boats. So I end up on the top deck, and I'm just like, man, I want a beer. There's this giant, one of those giant white coolers, and it is full of Bud Light. So like one of the other dudes, I go, what's up with the beer? And he's like, go ahead, dude. Nobody's going to drink that beer. And I was like, you son of a bitch, I'm in. Now I'm up there.
My guy.
Just like shotgunning beers. And like the people next to us are like, Ted Smith. I was like, yeah. And they're like, come over here. We got Jaeger. And I was like, I'll be right down. Like, I'm on this yacht with all these girls. I don't think I talked to one of them the entire time.
Dude, it's so funny when you tell that story, because, like, that's back when you were heavier. And seriously, I just picture you like a pirate, like, rope swinging off of this balcony onto the next boat over, like, give me that Jaeger. God, man. That sounds fun.
Oh, it was a great time. I just remember, like, I was like, man, I want to walk up to the front of the boat. It was just like, hey, Ted, you're not allowed up there. It's just for the girls. Like, okay. I see we have an image for trying to uphold this yacht.
Copy. That's pretty funny. Yeah, I guess add that to the list of unspoken rules.
Yeah, nobody had caught me up on the rules. I had no idea.
I didn't know that till right now. I think about how many times I've, like, you know, possibly violated. I don't know. Unwritten rules are weird. I don't own a boat. I'm not a boater. So, like, that's one I just wouldn't know.
Yeah, like, when I hang out over at Matt, you know, over at the lake house, it's pretty simple. You get on the boat, Mitch tells you where to sit.
He sure does.
Like, copy.
Or tells you if you're driving, like happened to me. Never driven a boat before.
I was still one of the scariest officers I ever had. And that thing is so nice. They're just like, no. And I think I threw Cobb under the bus, like, Cobb will drive.
Yeah, for people who don't know, the short version is Matt's dad has a really nice speedboat that I definitely couldn't afford with multiple years' salary. We hop in the boat, and he's pointing where everybody should sit. There's a dog going crazy on this boat, and he's like, Cobb, you're driving. Like, okay, couple beers deep, whatever. Time to just, you know, no boating license, no life jacket, learn how to drive an expensive boat. And so I get in and I start, like, really slowly creeping out there. Like, we're talking, like, 5-10 miles an hour. And he looks at me and just goes, pin it. And I'm like, panic, looked at Ted, and effing Ted, dude, threw me under the bus like he never has before. He goes, yeah, man, pin it. And just drops his hand like the hammer. I'm like, you mother...
That's what it was like, right? Like, you're not getting any support out of me. I'm just like in my chair, like, yeah, pin it.
Like, yeah, bro, pin it.
Don't be a little bitch about it.
Yeah, that was stressful. Pretty fun, but very stressful.
Oh man, that's awesome. Whew. Anyhow, yeah, that foul ball guy is crazy.
You're crazy for this one, Jerry. Right. Dude, think about that, though. I mean, think seriously about that guy's life. He's laughing all the way to the bank. Like, he's out on a freaking private yacht with Instagram models, just like banging them, tagging them, and then he's going home to his wife and watching her screw the pool guy, and then trying to use that as his out. You know, like, that was his plan to get out of his, like, hey, remember how I keep inviting the pool guy over here to bang you in front of me? Now I'm going to blame you for cheating on me in order to get out of sleeping with this Instagram model on a yacht that I paid for with their money. Watch.
Well, I don't think it worked because I'm pretty sure he resigned as the president of Liberty University.
Dude, One other random thing I remember about that guy is him or his dad had a call-in line that you could call in, and it was free, but basically to donate money. They're like, you know, call us now, we'll help you, whatever. And then they'd be, hey, you up for donations, right? When they did like the televangelism, that's kind of, you know, I mean, that's the business model. So this guy took, what's that called when you take exception to it? A guy in Georgia was not happy about that model, and that guy knew how to program computers. So he set his computer up to call that line, and he found out that the line cost them $1 for every inward bound call, but they would just eat that dollar because they knew they'd make it up in donations. This guy set up his computer to call that line once every 30 seconds for 8 years. It ended up costing $735,000 before AT&T got involved.
Wow.
Bell Telephone at the time. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Pretty hilarious.
I don't even know if that would classify as like petty, but I just know you love moves like that where somebody takes a stand, and you always have awesome stories like that. I love it.
I don't know that I'm a petty person, but I appreciate when people – yeah, you're right. When people take a stand, or just when they, you know, when they don't just get steamrolled, because I feel like all too often the people in power just accrue more power. And that guy's like, you know what? I'm going to spend an hour of my time or a day of my life. I'm going to do something about it.
Yeah.
It's for nothing else. Cause it's not like he was making money off it. It's just like, all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It'd be one thing if he was like stealing that money for his own purposes, but he's just like, you know what? F these guys. I don't like what they're about. And you know, that guy's yacht's probably smaller today as a result.
I think, you know, whenever it's about being petty or doing things out of spite, it just depends on the circumstance. Like, I'm fine with it. But, you know, some people are like, oh, that's too petty. Why would you do that just out of spite? And it's like, well, watch sports. Or what? I mean, most people in life, like, even though they don't want to admit it, like, you're petty about certain things. And like, all right, like, you know what I mean? Watch soccer. Somebody gets clipped. Like, next time down the field, like, he's clipping that dude back or... You know, baseball.
I watched The Last Dance.
Yeah.
Pettiness is greatness, last I checked.
Ted, can I tell you the most petty thing I've ever heard? Most petty move I've ever heard? I heard it this weekend. I don't want to say who was involved on the cast, but I will tell you later. It's somebody that we both know. That person's girlfriend moved out, and she took everything, but this bitch took... So, okay. He goes... in the morning to get ready. And like, she's taking everything out of this house, right? It's empty. And he goes to jump in the shower, and this bitch took the shower curtain, the inner one and the outer world. Now that is petty.
Damn. She took
the freaking inner shower curtain.
The liner.
The liner, man. Like he had to, yes. He had to shower the next morning with no shower curtain. It's like, wow. Like, she wanted it to hurt. She was twisting the knife.
And there's no chance that liner was clean.
No, she packed that thing up and took it with her. Like, that is the most petty move I've literally ever heard. The $10 liner.
Oh.
Dude, I'm glad that hits you as hard as that hit me. Because I heard that, and everyone kind of glossed over it. And I was just sitting in my chair like, oh, my God. Oh, I almost started crying.
Yeah, I mean, that is so petty. Well, you know what? You can't be too petty. We found it. Just like, damn.
Yeah, dude. When I tell you who it is, it's going to blow your mind.
I think the best pettiness sometimes is in restaurants. So, like, if you get fired from a place or whatever, like, just simple little things. Just, like, all the ketchup containers are empty or, like, there's no salt shakers. Just, like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would get to me. Have you guys watched any of the NBA at all?
No.
A little bit.
What's going on?
Oh, I am all about it. Luka Doncic. He's the truth, man. He is the truth. I'm just blown away. I'm like, he is so good.
Wait, so I know very little. Are they doing summer season right now, or is it like this is the NBA season now?
So the season's over. They played like 3 weeks of like kind of warm-up games, and now they're in the playoffs.
Is this for 2019 or 2020?
the 2019-2020 season, because basketball always crosses over New Year's.
Right. Oh, so this season got canceled when? Like in January or February?
March. Before? March 17th.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, it wasn't St. Patty's. It was the week before, but the NBA was the first league to start canceling stuff.
Okay, so this is kind of to reposition for the playoffs of what would have been in, you know, May, whatever they are, April.
I'm only positive it wasn't the 17th because I was sitting at home quarantined.
You're right. It was March 10th.
Yeah.
It was a Wednesday. I just remember, like, that was when it got real for me, was when I was on the phone and I was walking out of the gym and it just said, NBA suspend season. And I was like, what? And then
They were on the court at a game and took everybody off after Gobert tested positive. Yeah, that one was crazy. And then
now you just went full Rain Man.
It's like I got the date wrong. Shittiest Rain Man ever.
Oh man. All right. Well, I gotta take a timeout. My timer's going off. And then while I come back, we'll jump into emails.
Is that the laundry timer?
Yeah. I was like, that's what's good point.
God, that's how you know it's a real home episode. My man's getting his laundry done on Monday and doesn't want to back up the laundry for the other tenants.
What a considerate guy. I totally thought that was coming from my room, that beeping, and I was just like, what is going off at me right now?
Dude, well, Matt, not to put you on the spot, but any, like, particularly petty moves that stand out that you've seen in your lifetime?
Man, no, the one about our friend in Nashville was popping through my mind when we were talking about that, but I don't know if we can talk about that on the cast.
I don't even remember. Oh, God. Oh, man, no, we can't bring that up again. It's
so
way too public. Wow. Wow, dude, I forgot about that. That's good.
Yeah. No. I guess that would be poetic. Was it poetic justice when, like, some idiot, like, flies by you and cuts you off, and then you see him pulled over half mile later? Is that poetic justice?
Yeah, or somebody telling people not to have sex for 20 years and then being found on a yacht with an Instagram model. Yes.
Yeah, that too. That was a wild one. That was literally like, I just found out about that before the cast. My dad and I were having dinner and he was bringing me up to speed. And then Ted was like, let's talk about it. So I wasn't quite as shocked when you were, when Ted like dropped a couple of those like big, like explosive details. But it was fun watching your reaction.
Well, dude, you know what I just realized? Like, Instagrammers are essentially running, like, the same playbook. Like, my apology video is, like, always their, like, you know, most watched video. And, like, this Jerry Falwell Jr. guy is going to do the same thing. Like, I've sinned. God has steered me back onto the path. Give me more money. I'm clean now. And it's like, I mean, I guess people love a redemption story, you know, and people can't change. But, I mean, it sounds like this, you know, is
a tough one. When you get God involved, it's real, real tricky to bounce back.
And frankly, do you think that was his first time with a young model on a yacht?
Hell,
and they just happened to catch it on, with a photo.
Okay, so speaking of apologies, did you see the baseball announcer apology?
No, I heard there was like a cringeworthy one though.
Yeah, so they came back from commercials. The mics were hot. Did you ever watch Angels in the Outfield?
Yes.
You remember?
You got an angel with you right now.
Huh?
You got an angel with you right now. Yeah.
So the announcer, right? He was always a scumbag when the mics were off. And then as soon as the mics were on, he's like, oh, let's deliver the California Angels, whatever.
Yeah.
It was kind of one of those moments. They came back from commercial early during a doubleheader, and it was just like a still of the field. Like, they're just coming back. It's in the middle of a doubleheader. And you just hear him. He dropped the other F-bomb, the one that I don't say. I say the real, the big F-word that's been around since we were kids. The one that we said when we were kids, but we don't anymore, a lot of us.
Got it.
And he's like, one of the blank capitals of the world. And it was just like, what did he just say? And then 2 seconds later, and we're back in Cincinnati, and the Reds are in a doubleheader with the Royals, and just like it was.
Oh, my God.
It is job. And then, so that was at the end of the seventh inning stretch, or somewhere in the first game, or in the middle of the doubleheader. And then, like, the fourth inning of the second game, he starts making this apology. Very self-centered. The apology on its own was already getting trashed, you know, by people. It's like, he literally was like, at one point was like, I apologize to the people that signed the back of my paycheck. And like, I don't know if I'll ever put this headset back on. And that's not who I am. And I'm a man of faith and all this, like, very self-centered, like, apology. And so as he's in the middle of this, like, blowhardy, you know, selfish apology, dude cracks a homer. So
yes. So he has to go back into announcing?
Yeah, he has to just pause his apology and give you the most subdued, awkward home run call you've ever seen in your life. Like, one sentence with no, like, rise of emotions. And the thing was the team that he announces for. So usually that's a long, high, fly ball deep to left.
Yeah, back to the warning track defense. It's gone.
Yeah, yeah. And then just, like, a quick, like, and here's Castellanos with the home run. I pride myself on being a man of faith. And
Jesus. What? Was this in Cincinnati?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, dude. Yeah. In the nasty, man. They, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. They're on, I mean, for people who haven't been there, they're on the border with Kentucky. Their airport's in Kentucky. They're right there. And definitely there's some antiquated political views, I would say.
Their airport's in Kentucky?
Yeah, man. That's they are the on that border. Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah. I've had a couple layovers there.
Did you get Skyline Chili or check out the smoking section?
Yeah, no, I did. It was when I was getting sent to correctional schools on the East Coast, because I was always smoking cigarettes in the parking lot of my high school here and kept getting suspended. But, like, yeah, I was all about the smoking sections. But
dude, well, Cincinnati Airport, smoke them if you got them, man.
Yeah. Cool.
It's in Covington, Kentucky.
Wow. I've been to another state all these years. Didn't even realize.
Yeah.
The more you know. Ted, how's the laundry?
Good, good. Switched it over. Oh, I gotta set this timer.
All right.
Modern domestic man.
Yeah, I think that was good talking.
Ted, do those sheets. You got that girl coming over.
Oh, good thinking.
That's just from a friend to a friend right there.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Matt?
I'm always behind on the sheet laundry.
It's been 8 months. Both washers were used. Both dryers are in use because one of those is the sheets.
I respect that.
And I was down to, like, my last pair of, like, emergency underwear. Like, these are the tight ones. I don't like them as much. So, like, tonight when I got home, I was like, I've got to do laundry. I've got to clean these sheets.
dude, seriously, it is like the, like, I don't know another example of that, but, like, the last match or, like, you know, the, like, the warning napkin. You're like, there's, like, one more left. Like, same thing with underwear. Like, you get to, like, that last, like, one or two, and you're like, I got to make a move here. Something's got to change.
All right. Well, let's, I guess we could just roll into the emails.
Boom. Okay. What were you into first? I've preferred ciders over beer for a long time. The selection here was pretty lacking, but whenever I'd go to Vancouver, BC, I could get my fix of at least apple, pear, and raspberry ciders. Once the gluten-free train rolled into town, I saw a big increase in ciders locally and domestically with flavors all over the place. It's been pretty rad. And now that hard seltzers are getting their time to shine, my favorite cider company jumped in and is making the tastiest hard seltzer I've ever had. It's been pretty fun to see how our collective diet trends influence our drinking trends. Michelle.
Yeah, that's a great call, man. There's so many good hard ciders, seltzers out there right now.
Dude, she's totally right, too. Weirdly, I remember that. The first time I ever had a cider, I was like 19 in British Columbia. I didn't even think about that at the time, that was like a big thing there. Since I was underage, I just thought that that was what people drank in the States, too. Great call.
And that's a good question. I'm trying to think now when I got into ciders. It might have been when I started watching soccer, honestly.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Actually, no, that's a bold-faced lie. Me and my buddies used to drink woodchuck cider.
Dude, remember, I feel like Strongbow, like, dominated for a long time. Like, that was kind of the only option.
Strongbow did, but there was this stuff
Magners.
Called... Magners is, like, the Irish one, I think. And then there was this stuff called woodchuck. And they had like three flavors. So I completely blanked that out of my memory. When I started working at a liquor store, like me and we would start tailgate mornings at like 7 a.m. with a bumper, 32 ounce of woodchuck.
Oh, man. Dude, I seriously love you working at that liquor store. What were you on before it was big? Gauges. I got them at 13 back in 2003. I got up to 2G and had to explain them to all my teachers. Now I just wear 14G captives because, let's be honest, that smell is funky. He's talking about gauged ears for people who don't know. Music, I championed Shinedown after the first album to all my friends. House said, and they said they'd never be anything. On the other side, I was Team Zune, F iPods. Yeah. I couldn't have been more wrong. Lastly, I was dead wrong about Xbox. I wrote it off so hard. Nintendo is never going to go anywhere. Keep on and LARP on. Scott, the IT guy, a.k.a. Matt's one-time client, a.k.a. the Eastern Washington Desert Wanderer, a.k.a. the guy screaming at the radio when the wealth of misinformation is at it again.
What's up, Scott?
Wait a minute. The Zune, what was the other one he put in there?
He said, lastly, I was dead wrong about Xbox. I wrote it off so hard, saying Nintendo is never going to go anywhere.
Yeah, Nintendo, I will say, to me, the Xbox, like, has stayed, like, consistent, and, like, people always have them. They get better and better. But I feel like Nintendo now, every few years, like, remember when they came out with the Wii? Like, every once in a while, now they have the, is it the Switch?
Connect? Like, oh, yeah, Switch, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like every once in a while they come out with just something. You're like, all right, Nintendo, I see you.
Yeah, Nintendo's big thing is to use old technology so it's cheaper, but, like, really cool gameplay to win. So, like, that's how they make a lot of their money. Like, the Game Boy, for instance, technology is far beyond that. I respect him for saying the things he was wrong about. I feel like people always forget those.
Is that this week's Cobb topic?
What?
What we were wrong about?
Dude, God. I mean, if you want me to write a book. What's up, boys? Long-time emailer, first-time listener. Thanks for still making the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
You asked what we were into before it was cool. I don't think I really had something. I had an older brother, so I pretty much spent my adolescence trying to be like him. Me too, Neil. And getting my ass kicked for taking his CDs and shit. Found out Cypress Hill was dope. Pun intended. Oh, and River House all the way. High five, boys. Neil Fielder, soon to be closer to Canada than Washington.
Oh, wow. No kidding. I didn't realize Neil was moving. Well, it's not like I talked to him on the phone, so that shouldn't come as that big of a surprise. the last guy was talking about Shinedown, too. Like, yeah, I saw Shinedown years ago at the Showbox Market, and they just crushed it.
I saw them at Rams Head Live in Baltimore.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Some bands you just know when you see them live. Like some acts, you're just like, wow, that person's a superstar. Happens rarely, but sometimes people just rock a room. I remember, Ted, were you the one saying you saw Kanye super early?
Yeah, man. Saw him at the 930 Club in D.C.
Yeah. You hear stories like that every once in a while, and it's like...
Well, the thing is, it's like law of averages, right? So you go to a bunch of local smaller shows or touring bands. Just if you go to enough, like eventually you're going to have a story of like, yeah, I saw this person in this club or whatever.
This next bit email, I'm not really sure what it means. So I'm just going to read it as is and you guys can decipher. Water. Who took a photo of Ted? Sent from my iPhone. And the subject is jealous again.
Maybe they're asking who took a photo of me in the water?
I'm not sure.
Possibly. Let's move on. There's been a few of those lately.
Yeah.
Mystic Rick. Greetings to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
Last week there was a shout out to Mystic Rick, and I thought you guys would enjoy a little backstory on him, especially Ted. So Mystic Rick is actually... So I did a little research after our cast too, because I don't know why we were throwing that out. So Mystic Rick is actually Tom Segura. As Ted may remember, Migs showed him a clip of Tom talking a bunch of crap about wrestling fans. Well, this turned into Tom getting blown up by the fans. In turn, he decided he's going to become a wrestler. Mystic Rick has never actually wrestled, but somehow has gotten Ric Flair and other big name wrestlers to make videos saying he's the best wrestler out there. Thanks again for doing the cast. I love listening to weekly. Aaron.
That's pretty funny. I love Tom Segura. He's pretty funny.
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
Yeah, wrestling's one of those ones too. Like, I go back and forth with it. Sometimes I like it, sometimes I don't. And I'll go, like, I like going to see Migs wrestle and stuff, but and you insult the wrestling world, people get real pissy.
Yeah, dude, I was so pumped that I heard Migs was like wrestling. He's been like moving up the ranks too. I'm like a legit fan of his at this point. Like, we're friends also, but honestly, sometimes I'll see him on Instagram. I'm like, man, like, that Steve Migs always up to something cool. You know what I mean? Like, I literally feel like a fan.
Oh, he got jacked.
Did he?
He is cut, man. Yeah.
Powerful Steve Migs.
Nice. Yeah, well, he spent years like cutting weight and stuff and then kind of maintaining. And then recently with wrestling, he started kind of building like size back on.
Dude, I like that. Powerful Steve. Gentlemen, a couple language facts from The Home episode 19 you may find interesting. First, Cobb waxed poetic about the smell of rain, particularly after warm weather. That specific smell is called petrichor. Second, the plural of octopus is fairly vigorously debated, but because the word derived from Greek, not Latin, the most etymologically correct plural isn't octopi, but rather octopodes. Are pronounced octopodes. Mind you, pointing that out to people is pretty pedantic, and we usually get you branded as an insufferable know-it-all. But I figured you boys and the listeners to the greatest podcast in all the land, wouldn't judge me too harshly. Stay safe and sane, gents. LARP on and C-Town, what? Carson, the lawyer.
That's fair. It's kind of funny, too, he brought up octopus to go back to the video game thing. There's a series on Netflix. I watched an episode where it's about like the origins of certain video games and like the culture of it. And Space Invaders was like this massive game. And they talked to the dude, I want to say in Japan, that made it. And he legit took like, you guys remember that old game Pong? Where you just kind of move the paddle and like it would bounce around. So he took that idea. And then they were trying to figure out who the enemy should be. So first they had like soldiers, but he was like, it felt wrong like shooting little tiny humans. So then he started drawing octopus and like squid. And then that's what turned into like the Space Invaders.
Oh, dope.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, I love how there's always like a human story behind stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like every business, every like little product, like it was some dude or chick like sitting there actually making the thing and they have to make those choices.
Yeah, it was super interesting. Cool. Yeah, because now we're used to like, well, we had a team of consultants, and we did this, and we did that. It's kind of nice to be like, yeah, that was just a dude who saw
it. Yeah, they got the Nike swoosh for like $600. It was just like some college girl.
Yeah.
For him.
Yeah, she should have had a better deal.
Yeah. Played yourself.
That company's never going to make it.
Oh, man. Always take stock. Just ask David Cho.
Oh, man. All right, well, let's check in with what's happening.
All right. Well, yeah, more of the same. I played 3 rounds of golf since the last time I saw you boys on here.
All right.
Yeah, I went up to Jackson with JT Phillips, who's in a million bands, and Kyle Court, who's also in a million bands.
I saw that one.
Yeah, yeah. So we went up there. That was fun. I played terrible, but I was just glad to be hanging with some homies I hadn't seen in a while. So I still had a great time. And I think that's good for the mental game to like shoot a 10 on the first hole and be able to walk away smiling. Like, I think that's going to be an important like skill that I developed, that I practiced more that day than like crushing drives and just having a great round. Then 2 days after that, I played with my buddy Jake, who's also in a million bands. If you listen to this podcast, you've heard me talk about 10 Miles Wide ad nauseum, and he plays with them, but has a bunch of projects. Me, him, and Tyler played Jefferson, another Seattle course, and I had the best round of my life. Shot an 86. Nice. So that was really cool. I hadn't seen Jake since all this madness started either. And then Sunday I drove way down south to Tumwater to play with one of my friends that well, I guess he's a client that listens to the podcast. Adam, he emailed in that one day. And so he'd been playing golf, and we just hung out in person for the first time, had a great time down there, and the weather was awesome, so it was a good drive, and I just liked being on the road. And then, you know, had a fun round down at Tumwater Valley Golf Course way down south. So golf's been a big part of the week. It's been part of my life these days. But tons of fun. And then outside of that, Saturday night, Jake and his girlfriend, we went over to their house, and we went over to Saltoro on Greenwood and had dinner. Have you been, either of you been there?
No.
I don't know.
Man, that burger. Cobb, I know you're on the search for the best burger in Seattle, and your search is incomplete until you've checked that place out, for sure.
Wow. What burger did you get?
The Saltoro burger. It's like Saltoro Kobe beef. Cool. What really matters to me is, like, on those, it's a quarter pound burger, but the bun holds it so that I used two hands for the first bite, but then it was a one hand burger the rest of the way through, but it was a quarter pound, like, and it was just this big bun that supported it, well stacked, delicious flavors. So that was a big come up. I had to tell you about that because I know you're always on the search. And best burger in Seattle is a big title, but it's certainly up there in the conversation if I'm part of the conversation. So Saltoro was awesome. It was great to hang out with Jake and his girlfriend, Candace, and we just went over to their house afterwards. Jake and I smoked cigars, and it just felt cool. And I have a cigar now. I'm a cigar guy, and my cigar of choice is Marquesa by Gurkha Cigars, if anyone's wondering. Great smoke, held up awesome, and tasted good. And yeah, it was just a fun night out on the deck, just shooting the breeze for hours. And you know, human interactions at a premium these days, so that helped too.
Yeah, well, and I was gonna say, if you're gonna play that much golf, you kind of have to smoke cigars, don't you?
Yeah, I realized I haven't been smoking any on the course since I watched Last Dance, and I was like, that's my new thing. And then I've just been kind of slacking, but now I'm like, Marquesas are my jam. Like, I'm gonna just be out there like MJ. me and him got a lot in common, but I'm starting there.
Right, height, skin color, baggy clothes,
to name a few.
North Carolina, all that stuff.
Yeah. You know, we'll hang out, play around together, and we're just going to have so much to talk about that, you know, it's going to be like, same. So, yeah, that's most – other than that, just been practicing the drums and swimming every day and, you know, letting those two hobbies, like trying to drill them in as habits, and having a lot of fun doing both. So pretty stoked to have those in the, you know, in the, like, quarantine development – projects for habits and stuff. So yeah, that's been the last week.
He's back. Matt, can you hear us?
Dude, that was my internet? What the? Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know how much you heard, but did you freeze again? I wonder what this is going to sound like on my end.
We got you. Oh.
What is going on?
Let's try to ride the minutes to go.
Okay, we good?
Look,
boop, doop, doop, boop, boo. Cobb topic. I'm sure.
Oh, traffic.
Take off.
Oh, no.
You heard me, Chad Smith. podcast.com. Or hit up your height, if any.
Okay.
You get added
to it. We're going to have to end it here so we don't lose it.
Okay, we're back.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Okay, well, I just got a text from Ted. If this is coming through, thanks for listening to the home episodes. This is very home episode-y, and I'm pretty sure you're just going to hear my end of the feed because I'm the one recording it, and I haven't heard anything those guys have said for the last few minutes, so thanks for listening. That's Ted. There's Cobb. We'll be back in 3 weeks. Ted's going to the East Coast. So thanks for listening and hope you're doing well. We'll talk to you guys soon.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.